So we're up to in the laws of davening and Hilchos Tefillah. And here we're up to chapter 93. Here this chapter talks about that Koidem Sheyispalel Tzorich Lishos. Before you start davening, you need to wait a little bit. Don't just start davening, come to place. You have to settle in. There's four Seifim, Boy Dalet Seifim. There's four subsections discussing this. Seif Aleph. Subsection 1. Hamispalel tzorich sheyishe b'mokim shemispalel sho'achas koidem tfilosoi. The one who davens needs to wait in the place that you're davening one while before you daven. Kidei sheyikaven libe lamokim. So that you can direct your mind to Hashem. So that you take that time to direct. Shenemar. Because the pasuk states, and this is a pasuk we're pretty familiar with in the Tehillim, it says in Pei Dalet, chapter 84:5, it says, Ashrei Yoshve Veisecha, lucky are those who sit in your home. And the verse follows, V'achakach, and afterwards, Yalelucha Selo, they shall praise you for eternity. So, first you settle down, Yoshve Veisecha, settle down. And then, Yalelucha Selo, they'll pray you. They'll praise you. V'shoa Achas Achat Filosi, the same thing is, you got to wait a little bit after you finish davening. Don't run out. As soon as you're done davening, don't run out of the shul. Shaloite nidus olav kimasu. It shouldn't appear that the shul is a load upon you. Shememayer lotzis mimeno. Because you're quickly running out of it. Shenemar. Because the pasuk says, Ach tzadikim yoidu lishmecha. The tzadikim, that's what we do at the end of the davening. They praise your name. And then it says, Yeshvu Yeshorim Esponecha. The righteous one will sit with your by your face, which means after they finish praising, Yeshvu Yeshorim, they shall sit down, stop for a minute, and wait a minute. The earlier Chasidim, Mamish, they would actually wait for an hour. An hour of the average hours, Shehein Chavdal Mesles, which are 24, is 24 of those hours, like a 60-minute hour that we have. So that is the earlier Chasidim. It actually says that they would, for each prayer, they would stop for an hour to contemplate. It take them, prayer took an hour, and an hour afterwards, it was 3 hours. And if you multiply it by three, for the three prayers, so it does, you have a total of 9 hours. So the Talmud asks, so how did they do Torah study? How did they do anything else if they were all day praying? It says that because in the Babli, the Rishonim is different, it says that because they were Hasidim, so their Torah was kept, so they didn't have to study that much, or it was blessed. Very interesting. Anyways, b'chasidim ha-rishonim ha-rishonim shavachdor, u'l-shar om, but for the rest of the people, die b'shom mo'etis. Sufficient a short while. We're not talking about having to sit there the entire time. It's enough to just be there for a little bit. And that would be k'dehiluch beis psochim. That is what it takes to go two entrances. Shem ches tfachim, which is 8 tfachim. K'mesh yisbo'er b'simen tzadik. As explained earlier in Simen Tzadik in Sif Yutes. Over there we learned it earlier. Yesh. Noyigim lihispalel mitoich ha-sefer. There are some who have the tradition to pray from the book. They only look in the sitter. Kedei lekaven me'oid. In order that they should have a very good kavana, because I guess when you're looking in the sitter, you can do much better kavana than without the sitter. However, he says, v'akoy lifi mashu margish b'nafshi. Every person, what you feel in your soul, in yourself, how you feel about it, you should daven. If you need a sitter, use the sitter. And the interesting thing I pointed out, the Rebbe only davened from the sitter. And the Rebbe knew it very well by heart. He knew everything, but never davened outside of a sitter. That helps also the Kavana. That helps the Kavana, as we said over here. In subsection 2, Ein Eimdim Lihispalel Elu Metuch Koy Vidresh. He says, we don't start the davening, but out of seriousness. We need to be... He calls it koyved roish, meaning a heavy head, meaning a serious head. Shehu achnor, that's to subdue yourself. Me'emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, out of the fear, the awe for Hashem. Shenemar, because the verse states, Ivdu es Hashem b'yira. Serve God with fear. What does it mean, serve God? What is it talking about, serve God? Da'ayinu tefillah. That's talking about prayer. Shehi lonu b'mekoyim avodah. Prayer substitutes for avodah, for the service, which is the service in the temple. That was literal avodah, but now we don't have the temple. So we do our prayers. Our prayers substitute for divdun. Asu oisa b'yira. The verse is saying, do it with fear. So a person needs to have awe and start davening in the proper way. So therefore, so a person should not stand up to pray, not from laughter, not making jokes, v'kalus roish, or lightheadedness, udvarim betelim, or words of vain, just talk, just simple talk, v'loy mitoich kas, and also not out of anger, elo mitoich simcha shel mitzvah, but rather of joy of a mitzvah. That's how you start. What is, for example, kigoin? Divrei tanchumim shel Torah. That words of comfort that the Torah tells us, so we should start to pray from those words of comfort of the Torah. Kigoin, samuch l'gulas mitzrayim. Whether it's next to the redemption of Egypt. That's why you say, Baruch Hashem Gaal Yisrael. So we talk about the redemption of the Jews. So you're rejoicing in the mitzvah, in the comforting words of the Torah, or next to the Ashrei, that's what we do before Mincha. Shekosuboy, over there it's written, Ritzoin Yireyov Yase. God does what those who fear Him, He does their wishes. Shoymer Hashem Eskoleyavo. Hashem guards all that love Him. So these are words of comfort that the Torah provides for the people. And those are the way you want to start in Simcha Shul Mitzvah. Subsection 3. Ein emdim lihispalel b'teich din v'lo b'teich halacha. You don't start to pray from judgment, doing a judgment, and also not from the laws of halacha. You don't start davening from there. Shelo yeh libei torut ba b'tfilosi, so that you're heart shall not be preoccupied in the davening, because you just went through a halacha or just went through a judgment, you might be occupied. Then you won't be able to direct your mind well. Only if it's a clear ruling of halacha, there is no room to discuss it at all, make a pilpul at all. V'lo yitarot ba b'tfilo, and then you're not going to be preoccupied with it in the davening. V'nikras gam kin simcha shel mitzvah. That would also qualify. It is also called a simcha of a mitzvah. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Pikudei Hashem yishorim misamchei lev." The commands of God are correct, they rejoice the heart. So that would be a simcha shel mitzvah. So learning a halacha, which does not involve intricate, detailed debate and discussion, that's appropriate before the davening. Nevertheless, im osak bepilpul halacha, if the person was occupying himself, originally he was doing a halacha that required some give and take, insights. V'schilu tzibur, l'spalel, and the community starts to daven. I say, okay, no, I can't daven now because I've been doing, no. L'spalel imohem. You should pray with them. So, okay, you don't know. B'frat, especially achshav. Nowadays, she'ein mekavne kol kach b'tfilah, we anyways don't have such kavana during our davening. V'lo yiziru ela l'chatchila, sh'lo yasek b'pilpul koin matfilah. The warning that the sages told us not to do was to begin with that a person before the davening shouldn't occupy himself with a pilpul, but not if it happened that you have a pilpul, then don't waste not davening with a minyan, go ahead and do and daven with the minyan. And it's Chabad custom to learn Chassidus before, because Chassidus is not a pilpul, and that's a simcha shel mitzvah.
Isn't pilpul like given the take in a discussion?
Yeah. Between two. In various different ways, yeah, or yourself, or with, yeah. Subsection 4. Ha'oisik b'tzorchei tzibur. one who occupies himself with community affairs. Harizek oisik b'toyra, then he is just like one who's occupied in Torah. So yesh mefarshim, what does it mean? So what are we trying to say over here? I mean, this is a statement that comes from the Yerushalmi in Tractate Brachos, Perikei Halacha Aleph. So what is this statement trying to tell you that it's like occupying in Torah? So yesh mefarshim, there are some that interpret this meaning l'inyan labed mitoichoy li'isbalu. That they talk about that should qualify that you can start from there, the davening, you can use your occupying in the mitzvah for the community as a starting point before you daven. Shagamzu simcha iloy. This is also a rejoicing for the person. Sha'oisek b'tzorchei tzibur, that he's occupying himself in the needs of the community, brings him joy. You can start davening from that. But the condition is that this community matter should be something which doesn't preoccupy him, similar to halacha, a ruled halacha, which does not require discussion. It's just clear. Yesh meforshim, and others explain that what it means is le'inyan she'ein tzorich lifsik u'lispalu, that it's read with regards to that you're not required to interrupt what you're doing and go daven. Just like somebody who is occupied in Torah, and Torah becomes his craft, does not need to stop for praying. So if you're reading so, if you're learning so intently that your Torah, we'll explain later on, it'll be elaborated later on, in Siman Kuvav Sibdalid. So over there, you don't have to interrupt. But if you're working in community matters, some say you also don't have to interrupt. Ukvar nizbayer b'siman ayin. Already it was explained in Siman Ayin Siv Dalet she ha'oisek b'tzorchei tzibur, the one who's preoccupied with the needs of the community, is afil krishma in the poisek, would not even interrupt for the reading of the Shema, which is a Torah obligation, the kolshkein, the tefillah, and for sure for the davening. And we actually learned earlier that one who's teaching publicly also doesn't have to interrupt if he's going to miss out on the time of his davening, the time of Shema. But this is, we learned earlier, this has to do with the reading of Shema, that if you're occupied in the tzorchei tzibur, you're not required to interrupt. But over there, he qualifies it that it really refers to the olden days when people would work l'shem shemayim, for the sake of heaven. But nowadays, he says, you can exempt from that because people are not really doing it, only if he's absolutely necessary. And then that would also, what qualifies occupy for the community, over there we're talking about in the olden days, actually needs of the community mostly meant also like intervening on behalf of them from the government. They would be in trouble, they would have to be gishtadlonis. But nowadays it mostly involves people that are trying to spread Yiddishkeit and things like that. And that was even more than that tzorchei tzibur, because we learned about the class that it gives in the public, that it overrides that. But that's, very very specific. You have to make sure that every situation is the correct situation.
I was thinking about these fundraisers.
What?
I was thinking about fundraisers. Is that for the community good? Let's say they're building.
Or they're doing it for their living?
Funds for maybe to make them.
Okay. Well, I think it's not defined, it's not defined. I mean, there would be no end to it. I mean, it's not defined. So, the question really is, do those people stop to listen to the football game? Do they stop to check the internet, the news? If they find out time for that, they should find time for anything else. I mean, if you're talking about somebody who doesn't waste a minute and he's always doing it, but mostly people are not like that today. They find time for whatever they need to do, so they should find some time for the Hashem too. But he says, "Ve'ein tzorich lispal mincha shtayim bishul tashlum shachris." A person who doesn't daven because they're exempt, so would not have to daven two times mincha like somebody who couldn't daven to make up for the shachris that he missed, because shekivim shemishas chivos to hayipoter mimenu min adin. Since at the time that he was occupied, he was exempt halachically, he did not have to. So therefore, he doesn't have to make it up because he's exempt, and that is sufficient. That's okay.